Have you ever felt really kind of paralyzed when trying to explain what it is that you do? Because you help so many people with so many different things and so many different problems, and you sit down to write your website copy or create content or videos, and your brain starts spiraling like, well, I help with confidence issues, but I also help with relationship problems, and some clients come to me for career transitions, and ooh, I have great success with helping people overcome grief, and it's like helping these other people with purpose and stress management, and there is like a million different pieces to what you do and how you can help people. And before you know it, you're basically like staring at a blank page because you have no idea how to capture all of those things in a way that basically makes sense. Honestly, if that sounds familiar, I want you to know that you're not alone. This is probably one of the most common things that I come across when I do my brand message assessments with people. People that can help others with a lot of different problems, a lot of different symptoms, scenarios, situations. They've had clients that have experienced a lot of different things. And so it is really difficult sometimes when you have so much depth, when you have so much experience, when you have all these clients that you work with, to really be able to clarify what you do in a way that really is simple, but at the same time complex, if that makes sense, really revealing your expertise. And when it comes to messaging, these people tend to be stuck by trying to be everything to everyone. And because of that, you end up sounding like nothing to nobody. So today, I'm going to walk you through exactly how to find clarity when you solve many different problems for many different types of people without basically limiting your ability to help the ones that you want or turning away potential clients in the process. Because what I want you to get, my friend, is that the solution isn't to randomly pick one thing and ignore everything else. The solution is more likely to find an umbrella problem, that deeper root problem that basically in a way is connecting all of these symptoms together in a way that is super clear and compelling and powerful. So let's start by talking about what most coaches end up doing when they typically face this challenge. Basically, they try to list everything that they help people with, thinking that more options is going to end up attracting more people. So you're saying things like kind of what I was saying before, right? Like I help with confidence and relationships and career transitions and stress management and life purpose and health and wellness and financial mindset and personal growth. And it's like kind of insane. Or you end up going the opposite direction and pick one very surface level problem. Like I help people lose weight. I help people find love. I help people live their best life. And see, the thing that I really want you to understand is that both of those approaches at the end of the day have some major flaws and problems. Like that first approach where you're trying to include everything that you do makes you sound really unfocused and a little bit generic. And power buyers can't immediately see themselves in your message because it tends to be way too broad. Whereas that second approach, picking one surface level symptom, limits your ability to address the full scope of transformation that you end up providing. But actually, there is a third way of really communicating these things that is way more effective, where instead of focusing on all of the different symptoms that you treat, you focus on the one deeper problem that is causing all these symptoms and really like the umbrella of all of those things. Now, here's the thing. This is literally what happened to me in my own business. Early in my business, a lot of what I was doing in my messaging was speaking to everything, right? Like I was helping people build websites and create content and define their offers and create their message and build webinars and social media strategy and marketing funnels and sales conversations and business position. It was like everything, right? And again, I feel like it wasn't really showing what I really did in a way that was clear. So potential clients were often confused about what I did and whether it sounded like a need to have or not. And then what happened is that I really realized that at the core of all of these surface level problems, there was one really deep problem, an issue that connected everything. At the end of the day, my clients weren't really just struggling with websites or content or marketing. They were struggling with their messaging, right? They were struggling with message that a message that didn't effectively communicate their value to the right people, and they didn't know how to speak to their buyers. And so that was the core of the problem that I was solving. And that problem was showing up in their websites, in their content, in their marketing, in their content creation, in their emails, in all of these different places, right? So once I identified this, everything else fell into place. And instead of saying, and literally this is what I used to say, I hope you create a brand you love. Talk about generic. Now I say that I help coaches and experts attract power buyer clients by leveraging what I like to call their angle of mastery. And so what that does is that it turns what you do from a nice to have someday into a need to have right now. So we do deep, sophisticated messaging that is there to captivate actual buyers. You can tell here how that second version really captures the essence of everything that I do, but I'm basically framing it around the deeper transformation. At the end of the day, all of those little things that I mentioned, like website and marketing and all those things, are different ways in which your problem is showing up. They're symptoms to the problem, but the actual problem has to do with a message that is off or not effective, right? And so that is what you want to do. So in terms of you finding your own umbrella problem, you start by looking at the root problem, the thing that really connects all of the different symptoms that your clients are experiencing. For example, for a coach that helps people with, let's say, confidence and public speaking and leadership presence, or maybe like career advancement, they want to be promoted, they want to move to a different place, like surface level problems would be to say, I help you create more confidence in speaking and leadership so that you can grow your career, right? So this is a little bit more generic. But in terms of that umbrella problem, you could talk about how achievers, you're helping them overcome the patterns that keep them from being seen and valued at the level that they deserve. So you can see that that way of saying it is really connecting to all of the things that I talked about before, right? Like getting promoted and confidence and speaking, leadership, all these things. When you identify that umbrella problem, a lot of things happen. First, you can speak to the full scope of your work without confusing people. Second, you end up attracting clients who end up resonating with that deeper transformation, not just those who are fixated on one symptom, which we want. We don't want just people that want tactics. We want people that want strategy. And third, you end up positioning yourself as somebody that's addressing the root cause, not just the surface issues, which really naturally ends up attracting those power buyers who want comprehensive solutions. It's, again, positioning you more like a need to have. But a lot of coaches and experts get stuck because they identify their umbrella problem, but then they try to market that to anyone who might have it, right? So you're being super broad with who you help and how you help them. And so this is kind of where the second part of that equation becomes really crucial and important, because you need to niche down your audience. And I know, there's a lot of resistance around it. There's people that are like, no, Fabi, you don't get it. I can help anybody. I don't want to narrow it down because why would I want to? Blah, 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 blah. But I want you to understand that when you narrow it down, you become much, much more effective in your marketing, in your content, in your conversions, and how you're seen, because you're seen as a leader. You're seen as an expert in what you do, which is what you really want, right? At the end of the day, what I really want you to understand about power buyers is that these are people who are looking for specialists, not generalists. They want people who are there to solve the very specific problems that they have, and almost like you're tailor-made for them, right? They want to work with people who deeply understand their specific world, their unique challenges, the problems that they have, their particular version of the problem. I feel like everybody thinks that their problem is unique and different. And so you want to communicate yourself or talk about what you do in a way that is really clear that you get them. Like, for example, imagine that you're somebody that's dealing with chronic fatigue and that's affecting your work performance. And basically you're thinking about like, okay, these are two kind of coaches, right? One of them is saying, I help people with fatigue, energy issues, and wellness challenges, and that is it. And then the other coach is going to say, I specialize in helping high-performing executives overcome the very specific type of fatigue that comes from the intersection of high stress, irregular schedules, and the inability to fully disconnect from work responsibilities when you get home. Now, which one would you choose if you were here trying to hire somebody? If that was you, you would choose the second one in a heartbeat, because that coach or that expert is really speaking in a way that feels like they really understand the deep problem in a way that the first one doesn't necessarily, right? And so that same principle ultimately applies to your own coaching, to the work that you do as a consultant, as an expert, what you do. You really want to make your message really clear so that power buyers see it and see that umbrella problem and feel like your messaging almost was written for them and their specific problem that they have. And it's like your solution is tailored made for them. Now, what I have found is that being that specific doesn't limit who you can help. It actually attracts the right people while naturally filtering out the people that are not really ever going to be a right fit. Because the truth is that power buyers don't just want somebody that can help them. They want someone who was basically designed to help them in solving the very specific problem that they have in a very specific way. So they want to be seen. They want to feel understood. They want to feel like you are somebody that recognizes them and really has a solution that is basically the antidote to the problem that they have. And I feel like the only way that you can create that level of recognition is through being really specific in both that umbrella problem and the specific audience that you're working with at the same time. Now, I know that you're thinking, well, Fabi, I really love helping with this very specific type of audience. I love these people. These are my people. And that is fine. And you can absolutely continue working with those people. But you still need to pick a primary audience that you're going to begin marketing yourself to. And then, sure, you could have landing pages and information for the other audience on your websites if you want to. But I feel like if you're targeting everybody at the same time, you become nobody to everybody, basically, right? You want to basically go in that direction. So ultimately, what is really important is for you to be able to recognize what is that umbrella problem that connects the dots for all the things that I do and have that be the main core message. And then you can create content that speaks to the different symptoms if you want, having your angle of mastery, your solution, your perspective be the thing that basically is almost connecting the dots for all of it and making you be seen more like a leader in a category of one who is there to be able to help that very specific power buyer audience that is looking for the solution that you want to solve right now. Essentially, that is what you want to focus on, and that is the best way to be able to create a message that speaks to multiple problems while still being really clear, being compelling, and being very powerful in the way that you communicate. If you want to figure out how to be able to communicate more effectively with an audience when you solve many problems, go ahead and go to brandmessagesession.com or click below this episode and book your 15-minute assessment with me, where I will take a look at all of your audiences, if you have a lot of them, and help you clarify what is that umbrella problem that you are here to solve, and how do you communicate to that in a way that is really effective so that you attract more power buyers, so that you make more sales, and you can make a bigger impact with the work that you do. Go ahead, click below and book that call. Make sure that you subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini. And let me know below, do you have a lot of problems that you solve? How have you been managing that in your messaging so far? I can't wait to talk to you soon.